Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Gordon Hudak, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Ambitech, and I am wearing, at this point, a brand new product. I'll let you describe it, I guess.
It's an ultrasonic mobility aid, and rather than being attached to a cane or anything else, it's in the shape of a pair of eyeglasses.
Okay.
And that is, in fact, the product name, the small letter I, and then the word glasses. It uses ultrasonics. It sends out a beam that reflects back from objects and sets off a vibrating motor inside the frame of the glasses.
Okay. So I'm wearing it, so how do I turn this on?
Okay, there's a button on the right temple.
Yep.
And you depress it and hold it until you hear an audible beep.
I hear four beeps.
Four beeps means the battery's fully charged.
Well, that's good.
Three would be three-quarters charged. Two would be half-charged. When it gets down to a minimum charge, there'll be 10 consecutive beeps that tell you to recharge the batteries.
Okay. So I'm looking at you right now, and it's vibrating.
Yes. I'm standing pretty much at the minimum range. So if I move back, those vibrations are going to get spaced further apart.
Oh, I see. It's going on, off. And now it's gone.
So as I get closer to you...
And it's going to... Okay, how far are you right now? It started vibrating.
I'm about 2 feet away.
Okay. Well, it vibrated before that, I think.
Yeah, the range is about 2 feet to 10 feet.
Okay. So as I look around, here in front of me, if I look to the left, there's an opening. Now, as I was talking to the other people at the booth, this is not a replacement for the cane, correct?
No, absolutely not. It's used in conjunction with the cane.
Because it's not going to see the stuff that's on the ground.
No, it's designed to protect your upper body from overhanging tree branches or those awnings that people tend to put out that are a little too low, or overhead signage, that type of thing.
So the range is up to about 10 feet. How fast does it react for someone like me who's definitely a faster walker?
Well, it reacts at the speed of sound, basically. It's using ultrasonic rays, so it sends them out at the speed of sound, and they're reflected back at the speed of sound.
Okay. The vibration, there's a little lever or
there's a little wheel that it increases or decreases the intensity of the vibration.
Okay.
The batteries are lithium-ion, so they last for 10 hours of continuous vibration. Okay. There's no memory with the batteries, so you can plug it in and charge it as often as you want. We would recommend that you charge them overnight. It's about a 2.5 hour from a dead battery back to a fully charged battery.
Mm-hmm.
The arm pieces are adjustable in length, so you can pull them out to fit various individuals.
It seems like it might take a little bit... I guess it's like learning how to use a cane, right? It might take a little bit of a learning curve, just getting used to how to react to the vibrations.
And I hate to say it, but it's a bit of an age thing, you know? We had some 12-year-olds here, and they caught on to the whole thing in probably under a minute.
Right.
And yet, yes, the older, you get, I'm a little older than you are, Jason, probably 20 years, and I've worn them. And it does take some getting used to, like anything else.
Sure. But once you get used to the concept, then...
It's a co-development with RNIB in England.
Okay.
And they kind of spec'd the product. And what they told us was they wanted a product that didn't interfere with the tactile transmissions that were coming up your cane.
Okay.
They didn't interfere with the freedom of your open hand. And they didn't interfere with your hearing.
So this doesn't... Right, this does it. Doesn't cover up your ears. Can I wear this with contacts, glasses, other things like that? Or
They fit over many prescription glasses. I wear glasses, and when I've worn them, they fit nicely over my glasses.
Okay.
I would say that probably 5 to 10% of the people here, they didn't fit over their glasses.
Okay.
But we also, they come in a tinted and a clear lens, because for people with partial vision, we didn't want to tint the lenses and have any obstruction to what vision they have.
Okay. So it's a 10-hour charge... Or battery charges via USB?
Charges through either a 120-volt plug in North America.
Okay.
The European model comes with an adapter for both Europe and the United Kingdom.
Okay.
And then each adapter unplugs, and there's a USB that you can plug into any computer or a port in a car and charge the unit.
Okay. How much does it cost, and what kind of warranty does it come with?
Well, like I say, RNIB wanted us to make it affordable. So they gave us a price point. We came in a little under that. It's at $120 retail.
Okay. That's for, I assume, the U.S. It's probably available through RNIB as well?
It's available through RNIB. I believe it's 70 euros, which is the equivalent of 120 U.S. dollars.
Okay. And does it come with a warranty?
It comes with a six-month warranty against manufacturer's defects.
Sorry about that.
All right, great. If people want to get more information about the product, how can they do that?
Yeah, if you want to get more information, it's www.ambutech.com, or it's www.rnib.org.uk.
All right, and spell Ambutech just in case people are not aware.
It's AMBUTECH. There's also a 1-800 number for our order desk. It's 1-800-561-3340.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And I guess I just got to turn this off.
Thanks, right, Jason.
There we go. Now it's off.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.